From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Topping the news, a deadly quake in Nepal. A powerful magnitude 6.7 aftershock shook the Kathmandu area of Nepal Sunday, a day after the massive earthquake that devastated the region with more than 2,100 deaths and destruction of homes and infrastructure. This man talks about the situation there.
The situation in Nepal today was scary. It was really, really, really very bad. And the Indian embassy in Nepal was fantastic. They were there to help. Indian Air Force, they sent a plane to evacuate us. But let me tell you, it was death at very close quarters.
The United States and other nations are sending disaster response teams to the region to help deal with the tragedy. Coalition military forces continued to attack Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar, destroying militant positions. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Meanwhile, Islamic State fighters exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan on Saturday. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday. It gives the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the town of Jisr al-Shugur on Saturday after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. VOA News. Rights groups are urging Indonesia to abandon plans to execute 9 convicted felons, including 2 Australian drug traffickers. More on the story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Australians Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran could have only days to live. The ringleaders of the so-called Bali Nine, a group of young Australians convicted of drug smuggling, have been on death row since 2006. They've now been given 72 hours notice of their executions by Indonesian authorities, although an exact date has yet to be set. Despite diplomatic pressure from around the world, Indonesia appears intent on carrying out death sentences on the 2 Australians, along with citizens from Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria and the Philippines. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has appealed to Indonesia to spare the group from execution. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Vote counting is underway in Togo after Saturday's presidential election that was expected to see President Faure Gnassingbé remain in power. VOA's Ann Look has more on the vote.
Voters started lining up as early as 5 a.m. in the capital, Lomé. People are voting their convictions today, says this voter. You just have to look around the country to see how urgent these elections are. He says this vote comes down to whether or not you approve of how things are. President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a third term. The Gnassingbé family has ruled Togo since the current president's father took power in a military coup in 1967. The opposition says it's time for a change. Politician Jean-Pierre Fabre is Mr. Gnassingbé's top challenger. Casting his ballot, Mr. Fabre said this act of voting is crucial. And look, VOA News, Dakar.
Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has condemned the attack and ordered an investigation into the killing of the prominent women's rights activist Sabine Mahmood in the port city of Karachi. Gunmen on a motorcycle killed Mahmood late Friday, just hours after she held a forum in southeastern Baluchistan province. That's the home of a long-running insurgency in Pakistan. The United States Embassy in Islamabad joined Prime Minister Sharif in condemning Mahmood's slaying and offered condolences to her family, relatives, and friends. 25 years ago Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed from the Space Shuttle Discovery, loaded with an array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. Scientists say Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system and beyond that has changed astronomy forever. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.